Come on, smile.
Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean. It's Just Lunch, the smart way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. The Wolves return home Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is calendar night, presented by Rose Pest Solutions with a free post-game skate. Family Sunday features a free Museum of Science and Industry kids ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Devin Hester announced his retirement from the NFL today, and you are his favorite.
Man, just being in Chicago, man, it's probably, out of the 4 teams I played with in the NFL, was probably the most exciting.
8 years with the Bears, and with brilliant speed and escapability, Hester racked up 14 punt returns for touchdowns to go along with 5 TDs on kickoff returns. Hester was a guest on The Score today with Spiegel and Parkins. Baseball and the Cubs, it didn't work last year. That is Kyle Schwarber batting leadoff, but Cubs manager Joe Maddon not ruling out another attempt in 2018.
Schwarber absolutely could lead off if he's hitting like Schwarber and he's, you know, accepting his walks and he's got his 250-plus batting average and his on-base is at least 100. His on-base is going to be 100 points over his batting average. I really believe that again.
And for whatever it's worth, Schwarber has lost around 25 pounds, slimmed down for sure. No temporary fixes is the White Sox promise this offseason. No stopgaps is exactly how White Sox GM Rick Hahn put it as it pertains to trades and or acquisitions. Blackhawks host Florida tonight and look for Richard Panik to be a healthy scratch. There's 5 goals this year after a total of 22 last season. The Wolves at Rockford tonight, and the Bulls keep winning 3 in a row now with Utah in town tomorrow. This scoreboard update was sponsored by Zoom Video Conferencing, and join these scorers Schuster and Esposito Saturday for a live broadcast from 10 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. at the Sears location at Fox Valley Mall in Aurora. Don't miss out on 50% off Craftsman drill bit sets and a garage door remote, and enter for a chance to win a power tool storage set. Sears, your first destination for Craftsman tools. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Howard Buick GMC on Grand Avenue.
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
He's continued to be a really good teammate, you know, since his injury, just like he was before his injury. You know, it's hard to define what that'll be going forward. I think it'll just kind of naturally happen. But he's a guy that I know is well respected in this building by every facet of the building, probably including you guys. We have a bunch of IR guys. I mean, you know, Quentin Demps did our player talk Saturday night. You know, so he'll still continue to be part of the team. What exactly that is, well, I can't define yet, but like I said, he was a player speaker for us too by video a couple weeks ago.
The show goes on!
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Dan, it is time for us to talk to a man who has been on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. He's been on last week tonight with John Oliver.
He was on Jesus and Mero.
Yeah, Jesus and Mero. He's been on The Oprah Show, and he finally took some time to hang out with his boys that he used to talk to before he blew up.
Yeah, it's about damn time.
Zach Miller. Zach, how you doing, man?
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You've been on a world tour. We've been waiting for our Zach Miller spin. It's like, come on now.
I've been waiting for this day too, man. I miss you guys.
No, you haven't. No, stop it. How you doing, man?
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Exactly. Cut it out.
All right. So we've been joking too about all this. Once you were out of the woods with some of the scary stuff, and you're posting pictures to Instagram and Twitter, and seeing all this free stuff coming your way. It's like, it's one thing to think people to think you might lose your lower leg. It was like you were losing your home or something. Like,
did you lose all your money?
Right. It's like he still has money. He doesn't need free stuff. He still has money.
You're getting Xboxes. I see my guy Tone over at GCI is going to send you some champagne. I'm like, wait a minute. Did he lose his job? Did all your money?
More.
You need more?
I need more.
You're getting free hats. You're getting haircuts by the best barbers in the city right there in the hospital. But seriously, though, man, how are you as we speak right now?
I'm good. I'm actually currently getting some physical therapy done as we sit here and talk. But, you know, you mentioned all those things of people reaching out and just kind gestures from everybody across the board. You guys have heard me, you know, express my thanks before, and it continues. So I just had a lot of people, you know, reach out and want to help out and take care of me in any which way. So it's much appreciated.
We take it for granted all the time, sort of the entirety or the contiguousness of our bodies. What is it like to actually contemplate the very real possibility of a leg amputation?
The biggest fear that I've had, you know, going through that whole thing, is just when it became real and I started to feel the sensation that I was feeling, was just sheer panic. I'll be honest with you. I was just scared, you know, of the situation I was in and kind of the outcome of what it could be. I knew, you know, I didn't know that I had severed an artery or whatever it may be, but I knew that I had an issue, and the way that my leg looked, the way that things were going, that was my main fear. But luckily, we were able to avoid that all. So now let's just get everything right and see what happens with that.
I hate to take you back through it, but that process from the time the injury happened to the time they get you on the cart or when they're talking to you to you're in the hospital, like how quick was all of that moving for you, and what were you being told by the doctors and the medical staff that was handling you?
You know, initially, right after as soon as it happened, sitting there in the end zone, everything was pretty calm, just kind of expressing. I knew that the injury was pretty bad. I didn't know how nasty it looked. And then by the time we got to the back and we started to get some x-rays and do some different tests, I just started to get a little more worried. The feeling and sensation that I started to have and lose at the same time, and just the way my foot looked and the color of things, you're getting into all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It just started to get a little more worrisome for me, but timeline wise, man, everybody did an unbelievable job, you know, getting me into the proper care, into the proper hospitals, you know, because there was opportunities for us to go to different hospitals that were, you know, 30 more minutes away. You know, one of our trainers kind of ixnayed that and found a hospital that was within 5 minutes away, which actually was a level 1 trauma. That I ended up getting to. I would have had to go to that one anyways if it took me to another hospital. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people that helped me out throughout that whole thing. But it was actually fairly quick for me to get into that operating room and get things done.
What amazed me was how many doctors recognized when they saw it happen. I just, the full disclosure, my cousin is an emergency specialist who's a huge Bears fan and heard about the injury and saw it. And he told me, like, in real time, before it even was public, he said, that looks like a posterior dislocation. The first thing they need to check for is a tearing of the popliteal artery. And I'm like, wait, how do you know that? He said that's just a textbook. He said it was a classic posterior dislocation. And that apparently Bears doctors and everybody there in the moment right away. And I noticed after the fact when they showed, I was watching B-roll yesterday, did they put a compression sleeve on your lower leg? Because it looked like there was some awareness that they had to contain bleeding right away.
Yeah, they put actually a huge compression brace that kind of form fits to my leg. Which kept it stable at the same time and kept compression on it. Mm-hmm. So they were aware. Once they cut my shoe off and cut my sock off and could see things, and we're trying to check for the main thing that you look for, that is if you have a pulse down there.
Right.
And so they were very aware of that, which ultimately put me within time to save my leg.
So how is it for you in that moment, in those moments, as a husband and as a father, when you're talking with your family there, in your role, because you don't, even though you're terrified, mm-hmm. it's also important that you don't terrify the people you love. And, right. and you don't want to see them get scared for you. And I would think that the amount of self-control, the amount of responsibility you have in those moments to at least project confidence is not the easiest thing in the world.
I remember sitting back in the locker room when they were bracing me up and getting me ready to go. I think, Mr. McCaskey or David Garrard was at that game who I played ball with down in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
He was at the game with just to watch, and he saw the injury, and they ended up letting him come down. And he's been a great friend of mine for a long time, so I just asked him to come with me, A, for comfort, and B, to be the relay between, myself and Kristen and whatever. But I remember sitting there. One of them grabbed my phone for me, mm-hmm. and I remember talking to Kristen, my wife, and she was in tears, obviously, and I was just telling her everything would be fine, I'm okay. Just trying to calm her down, and then getting off the phone and just being in frantic, like, we got to go mode. And got done with that phone call and talked to her again when I got into the ambulance, let her know that we were probably going to need some type of emergency surgery. And she actually heard me tell somebody, like, hey, don't cut my leg off. And I didn't know that she heard that. But then she immediately called my father. And she's like, well, I heard him say this. And my dad's like, no, he's playing football. He hurt his leg. I'm going to cut his damn leg off, like trying to calm her down mm-hmm. as well. But it's funny that you say that, because as she called, I went from like frantic to try to calm her down and not, have her be trying to deal with that on her own. And then as soon as I get back off the phone, it's like, okay, back into frantic mode. Please help me.
And they didn't even give you the damn touchdown.
Oh, man.
Like,
what's going on here?
I feel like, not that they knew what had happened to you, but I feel like you should throw the six on at the end. Like, this dude is out here sacrificing life and limb, and you didn't get the damn touchdown. What's going to be the new regular for you, though? I'm sure you're talking to your medical people very often, and you've had, what, 8 procedures now. What have they told you is the new regular for Zach Miller going forward?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't even really know. Most things that I've heard from them is that I'll be able to come back from this and be completely fine. The artery is something that heals up very quickly, and they take a vein, from kind of up in my thigh, groin area on the other side, graft that into the artery, and that kind of takes form and really turns into artery, they say, within like 4 to 6 weeks. So that's healed up. And then as far as the knee goes, the structural stuff for me really, to be honest with you, isn't as bad as when they think from seeing it. I got an MRI tomorrow to confirm everything, but, in initial MRI, all my major ligaments were good and intact. So you're talking, you guys know what that is. ACL, MCL, all the things that are very important to holding that structure were good for me. So I had a couple things with the posterior part of my knee and a minor fracture, but if I can get that under control and stabilize my knee, everything should be able to carry on with a normal life.
No point did you ever say to yourself after you realized that you were going to keep your leg, I'm done with football?
No. That hasn't popped in my mind yet. Now, I mean, here's the thing. If it comes to a point where they say medically this isn't a good idea for you, for your future future life with my wife and kids, then, you know, I got to accept that and know that there's more important things down the road. But I've been a football player for a very long time. You know, that's deep ingrained in my soul. So if I have the opportunity to be able to do that, that would be a great joy for me. So we'll cross that road when it's time, but right now it's just rehab on this and see if I can even get back to that point.
Yeah, it's easy for us to say on the outside, but it's not just the foot injuries that you've endured. Yeah. And what it, at this point in your career, all of these comebacks that we've talked about, at some point, if one is a believer in signs from somewhere or something, that there are enough indications that there's something that is trying to send Zach Miller a message that maybe, you know, call it a win, you know, take the W and get the nicest set of golf clubs you can.
And get out of here?
Yeah. I wonder if there's a part of it just said that maybe it's time to leave the casino.
Am I out of money yet?
Well, apparently.
Apparently, he's selling all this free credit. You probably got free golf clubs out of this, too.
Oh, I need to make a call for those because I might brush up on my game when I can.
Hmm.
No, not with you. I just, when I get to that point, it's really weigh the risk and reward. I love the game. I love what it brings. Love what it teaches. And to be honest with you, man, the injuries that I've had, the foot injuries, they were minor. You're talking about little things. They put a couple pins in and you carry on your way.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Oh, sure, the old Liz Frank injury, sure.
Regular guys can go through that kind of pain anytime, right?
That ain't going to affect me long term. Now, this thing, if there's a greater risk of that freak injury happening and redoing this whole thing, then obviously I don't want to go through that. But wearing that C on your helmet is a very special feeling, very special honor for me. So I'd love to do that as long as possible. We'll see how that all shakes out. But right now, it's for me to get to that point, is I got to work on this day-to-day stuff that I'm dealing with here.
I saw you with the guitar on your hand on your Instagram and doing other things. What's the most? What have you done the most since you've been immobile that you can actually share with us on a PG show?
I've done a lot of music. Music has been one of my first loves. Taught myself how to play the guitar just coming out of college, and I just started picking up the piano here within the last month or so. So since I've been home, I've been working on that.
You know, upper body strength, right?
Just don't pick up the piano. It's heavy. Let it sit there.
If you want to talk about upper body strength, I had our Jason George, our strength and conditioning coach, I had him bring some dumbbells over for me. So
nice.
I've been working on that just to try and so I don't get skinny fat, you know. I lost a little bit of weight. I don't want to look skinny fat anymore. So I've been working that. And then I just got a lot of Netflix and video games to be working on.
What you been watching on Netflix?
You know, I'm rewatching the entire series of Entourage.
Okay. You can stop at season 3, but go ahead.
It gets dicey at season 3.
It's awful after season 3. Man. Awful. Game of Thrones, you're good money, though. Game of Thrones is good, 7 seasons in.
Stranger Things.
Good stuff.
Californication, but the kids can't watch that.
Outstanding.
Your kids listening, that's one of the Hank Moody is. I mean, that's one of my favorite characters to watch on a Netflix show.
And Xbox-wise, what are you getting beat in?
I'm getting beat in a lot of things, man.
You realize how old you are once you play video games online, man, don't you?
The older I get, the more I get beat in these games. I'm like, man, kids are good these days. I'm getting drummed in FIFA. I haven't And I haven't went online in Madden yet because I have way too much pride to get beat in a game that I'm a professional at in real life.
Because you're going to have to use the Bears. Because if anyone catches you using the Seahawks, they're going to be like, oh, this is how you feel.
I can't let that happen. I got Call of Duty and Assassin's Creed I just bought the other day. So those are things I've never really played Assassin's Creed. I got bored. And I was like, I'm going to try and see what this game's about. So I got a number of things I'm dealing with here just to keep me occupied. And then you got to remember I'm a husband and a dad at the same time. So I got to show them some attention because all their attention has been on me for the last 6 weeks.
What has been the most surprising single outreach that you've received, where someone that you just never thought, maybe somebody from another time in your life or somebody that you just didn't even think had any awareness, and you said, wow, this person actually reached out? Who would that be?
Peyton Manning, by far the biggest wow for me. Just I've met Peyton a couple times here and there. But just the man that he is, the prominent person of Peyton Manning reaching out and, giving his well wishes was a pretty cool moment for me. And there's been a ton of guys throughout the league and really are, that fraternity that really all of us are in NFL wise, media wise. It's been an outpour of love, but that's kind of the one that sticks out to me the most.
What's the next little stage of rehab looking like for you? What are the steps that you have to take? No pun intended.
Really just working on range of motion and strengthening stuff. When I got, you guys saw those bars that I had in my leg off the Instagram picture. I got that removed on Friday, which was huge. So now it's just I'm able to bend my knee, working on that range of motion stuff, and then just hopefully getting everything to regenerate, build some strength back up, and go from there.
Well, if you ever want this work on Instagram, I'll DM you, man, because, you're going to be playing video games for a little bit. But hopefully you're up and moving around. Zach, thank you so much for coming on with us, man. We know it's been a crazy, crazy time in your life professionally and personally. We appreciate still getting a chance to talk to you.
Absolutely, man. I wish, I'm sorry that it took as long as it did, but there was just some things that
no doubt.
We had to cross off and get those out of the way before I wanted to, make that be out there and kind of talk to you guys and make sure I had everything in order. So I appreciate all your guys' support. Appreciate you having me on. I love talking with you guys, so we can do it anytime.
Zach, thank you. Good luck.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
That is Zach Miller, Bears tight end, on the Bernstein and Goff Show on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Sports Radio 670, The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl, a production of Westwood One Sports.
You need Omaha Steaks. You need the family gift pack. You need it for yourself. You need to give it as a gift because you probably haven't done this yet, and this opportunity isn't going to be here forever. So make sure right now, before you forget, that you go to omahasteaks.com and you type Dan B in the search bar, and that is going to give you an opportunity to get a whole bunch of food for only $49.99. I've been enjoying Omaha Steaks all my life. I mean, going back to when I was a little kid, because my dad's from Omaha, and we have known the family owners of Omaha Steaks going back many, many years, literally generations. So I can tell you that you are going to enjoy what you get, and what you get is a lot. Just for listening, for less than $50, once you type in Dan B and you look at that family gift pack, you get this. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasas, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets. Those are so good. An Omaha Steaks seasoning packet and 4 additional kielbasas free. So all that for $49.99. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. Enter Dan B in the search bar, and you get a 75% savings on the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Cremo Shaving Cream Superior Beard Products, Beard Boldly. Marked this week as the first nail in the coffin of the Big Baller brand. To date, I've given a lot of credit to LeVar Ball for bringing a ton of attention to his 3 sons. He created a conversation about helicopter fathering and shameless promotion that had us all talking. However, yesterday afternoon, both of his younger sons, LiAngelo and LaMelo, signed contracts to play professional basketball internationally. Lithuanian Baltic League team Prinu Vytautas, in what amounts to a little more than a publicity stunt, brought brought the ball circus to town. LiAngelo had little chance of making it to the NBA anyways, and LaMelo is an undisciplined chucker who's not going to advance playing in the minor league of the Baltic State. Now, with eldest son Lonzo playing for the Lakers and the prospect of his younger brothers also hooping in LA at UCLA, I was intrigued. Now, I think this brand fades into the annals of bizarro basketball history. I'm Tiki Barber.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? What everyone wants but rarely gets, a great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest and most comfortable sheets. By cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you at BollandBranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. There's a reason our sheets have tons of five-star reviews. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, are sleeping better than ever on Boll & Branch. We know you will, too. That's why we let you sleep on them risk-free for a month. They arrive beautifully packaged in our signature gift box. Giving a thoughtful gift has never been easier. And right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off, plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code LINENS. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
How is Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights wrapping up 2017? By giving 0% financing for 60 months plus special incentives on all their most popular models. Get the gift of employee pricing for everyone on nearly all remaining 2017 Chevys. That's over $10,000 in savings on select new Chevy Silverados and much more. But you have to hurry. They're going fast. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates to qualified customers on select models. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey, Chicagoland. No one beats Sprint in network reliability according to RootMetrics. Switch today and get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line for a family of four and get the fifth line free. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/unlimited or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Rankings based on RootMetrics Chicago August 2017 Root Score Report. Results may vary after 1/31/19. Pay $38 per month per line with auto pay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to national carrier rates for fully featured unlimited plans. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The Bears are not a shoe-in to beat anybody. I don't care about what injuries Cincinnati has.
I think you're right. They've proven that to us. Kudos to them for that ability to lose to absolutely anyone.
Wait, anyone think it's a lock that they beat the Browns on Christmas Eve?
No. Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.com. Looking to secure financing on a new home? Then you need to call David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg mortgage experts at Pearl Mortgage to get approved for a mortgage before talking with a realtor. Meet Gloria, recently divorced mother of two, secured a Team Hochberg loan approval before purchasing a home. Gloria's contract was accepted over three other buyers because Gloria's contract was the only one with a Team Hochberg loan approval that enabled her to close within 10 business days of signing the contract. Gloria also did a perma-seal sewer inspection, for which Team Hochberg issued a credit at the closing. and found a blocked sewer line the seller had to correct. It saved her thousands of dollars in repairs. So to exponentially increase your chances of purchasing a home, secure a Team Hochberg loan approval like Gloria did by calling David and the Team Hochberg mortgage experts at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David and Team Hochberg helped Gloria, and they've helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit PearlDavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS 19186.
And now the Scores, Spiegel and Parkins and Bernstein and Goff bring you a holiday wish list for the Chicago sports fan.
I want a new football coach.
Danny, I want a rich hobbyist to buy the Bears and play with them like his little toy.
You know any of those?
No.
I want the Bears not to suck. I want the Bulls not to suck. I want the Sox to grow up. And I want the Cubs to continue to make us money.
My most heartfelt wish is that Chicago sports radio hosts would stop doing trite seasonal bits.
But of course, the number one wish of Chicago sports fans is no doubt to attend the Score's holiday broadcast live from Shoeless Joe's Ale House and Grill in Addison Friday, starting at 9 a.m. with Spiegel and Parkins, and then from 1 to 6 with Bernstein and Goff. We'll give away great prizes all day, so stop by and get into the holiday spirit with 670 The Score. Plus, enjoy specially priced Dos Equis brought to you by Lover's Lane and O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Chicago Wolves return home Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is calendar night presented by Rose Pest Solutions with a free post-game skate. Family Sunday features a free Museum of Science and Industry kids ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. It is a Blackhawks night at the United Center tonight to take on the Florida Panthers, which is actually a great fit for the Blackhawks, who have beaten Florida six straight times at the UC. Look for Richard Panik to get the healthy scratch treatment while Ryan Hartman is in. On the Bulls, Lauri Markkanen's back is acting up, which dictated he missed last night's game against Boston. Questionable for tomorrow against Utah at home. The real headline for the Bulls, though, is a current three-game winning streak. And a congratulations from the Arizona Cardinals to Bears great Devin Hester. Hester retired today. And this from the Arizona Cardinals Twitter account. Congrats on a great career. You two were who we thought you were. And of course, a play on Arizona Cardinals head coach Dennis Green's famous post-game rant. The Bears come from behind win over the Cardinals in 2006, where Hester had that 83-yard touchdown return, and Green shouted,
83.
Yeah, the Bears are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Get Covered Illinois. The deadline to enroll in health insurance on Get Covered Illinois is approaching fast. You must sign up by December 15th to get covered for 2018. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 1-866-311-1119 to shop for a plan or schedule a free in-person help as well. Terry Bors is back and will join the Lawrence Holmes Show with Miller Lite Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. at Stanley's in Elgin for the next stop on his book signing tour. Come see the broadcast and hang out with Terry Bors, brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true. Terry's A Score of a Lifetime will be sold on-site and is available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
Oh,
it's on.
No, it's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
It's on is brought to you by Volvo. Sweden's Ooh. Greetings from Volvo. This holiday season, enjoy limited time offers on cars like the XC90. Visit your local Volvo dealer today.
So I know for some, the Hawks and the Panthers will be on the television for them. There's a couple of interesting NBA games on ESPN tonight. 76ers Timberwolves on checkout. Haven't watched enough of the Thibberwolves as much as I would like. I've seen a lot of the 76ers because they are a very, very fun watch. Outside of that, I don't know, you know, a little overnight Netflix action, maybe. Yeah, I keep thinking I'm on the last episode of Narcos, and there's another episode to go. I don't know when Juan Pablo Escobar will die or be in jail forever, because I didn't know how the story ended, but I'm looking forward to doing that overnight as my kid keeps me up. So we got some Hawks and we got some basketball. What you got?
That's what I've got. We got the first night of Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. We'll have to wrap some things and figure out what we've got and where we have it, because at this age, neither your kid really wants.
Well, you got much 15 anything. And 13, right?
Yeah, and they're wow. just kind of like,
you're owed.
He just wants a gift card for, he wants a new PS4 controller okay. and a gift card. And a,
give him like a modded out joint where it's got his name airbrushed on it or something like that. Come
Zach
on, make
Levine
it happen.
Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you got two gifts down.
Yeah, because I think my parents are getting one. Her mm-hmm. parents will get him some stuff. But, and of course, my daughter's like, I don't need everything. I have everything I need.
I love Zoe.
Because you know how she is. It's just like, that's how she's supposed to be. I don't really want any presents. It makes me feel
And you know what?
Guilty.
She will get everything in the world because she has that attitude.
Because I, you know,
raise no gold digger.
Please. Just ask for something. Ask for something. Nah, just so I can get you something little, you know. So there's that. And so we'll do that.
We're going to Hanukkah it up.
And I have to admit, I am probably going to watch Roy Moore's acceptance speech tonight just because he's
people in Alabama already. Alabama are not even going to watch Roy Moore's acceptance speech. Dan's just going to plop himself in front of a television and make himself mad for some reason.
No, what's to get mad about? Alabama's always going to Alabama.
Right, like,
Alabama is always going to be Alabama, and he's going to he'll ride up on his horse and he'll threaten the gays and he'll say that he wants the women's vote to be taken away and
he'll threaten Adam Gase
and bring Jim Crow back.
Hey,
and
take it easy. Take it easy.
I just don't think I will be able to tear myself away from his acceptance speech after he wins this thing by seven points.
It's going to torture him. So what are you going to listen to old North shows after that?
What's
going on with you? Why are you know something is on the television that you don't want to be around, but you're going to put yourself through
probably will.
For the sake of news?
Because look, by the time they get 10% of the vote counted, he's going to be up 8 or 9.
You
know that. Yeah, right. Never, ever, ever underestimate the ability of Alabama to do something.
To Bama it up?
Roll damn time.
Damn right. So, yeah, I won't be watching that with all the fury of 10,000 suns.
I don't know. I'm not.
I'll let you report back. Don't text me about this tonight.
I won't. He's going to stay entertaining. I'm just watching everything.
Stick to sports on our texts. Okay? Don't text me about Roy Moore or anybody else. I don't care if one of your Steens comes out with 1,000 more allegations, sexual assaults. I don't want to hear about anything from here on out. We're sticking to sports when it comes to our group text. Me and you.
Got it.
All right?
Deal.
You keep calling Tom Brady a new arm biatch.
I did. I believe rag arm biatch was the term that
I was like,
texted.
Ooh, I wonder. I'm like, is he a glass in? Maybe a glass and a half. You know, talking about the greatest quarterback maybe of all time, calling him a rag arm biatch. All right. Brendan McCaffrey. You might wonder why we're throwing it to Brendan McCaffrey, because Nick Shepkowski is going to be on remote tonight in Blue Island. So if you're in the Blue Island area, where's Nick going to be at? Does anybody know the rest
Cousins.
Of them? Cousins? DeMarcus.
DeMarcus will be there.
It's spelled Cuzin apostrophe S.
Pronounced Cousins.
Cousins at 2825 West 127th Street in Blue Island.
Yeah, go hang out with the kid. All right, what are you watching tonight, B-Mac?
Well, I don't really watch anything anymore, so right. I'm going to go back to May 31st of 2009. And watch the season finale of Breaking Bad Season 2. That's what I'm going through. I've never seen it, so I'm going through Season 2.
Terrific show.
And boy, let me tell you, Nick Shepkowski, these are some really
big shoes
to fill. You're right.
Live PD is all he's got. That's about it. All right, Tanny.
As you know, my favorite show is on tonight, and of course that would be Snoop Dogg Presents Joker's Wild. That's 10 o'clock tonight on TBS, this is episode 8 of season 1 is entitled Use Your Brain and Make It Rain. Michael Strahan shows us some hip-hop moves, Method Man chews the scenery, and Snoop drops some pimpin' puzzles. Also, a bodybuilding dancer and a blogging nerd spin the wheels for a chance at $25,000. That Snoop Dogg Presents the Joker's Wild on TBS. I love that show oh so much.
I hate you.
That's where Terry's book tour is going next.
Oh, no. We got to talk.
Hey, buddy. What's that smell in here?
Like, he's going to be bringing out the corpse of James Brown as well. This guy's, this could be the fourth tour. This guy.
T Bizzle.
Yeah, T Bizzle is moving a lot of units out here. He's going to be hanging out with Lo Ho. It's going to be fun times. All right, so that was It's On. Dan will be hate watching something on a news channel.
I'll be watching.
You've been chastising listeners for 20 odd years about hate listening this show, and you're going to sit there and do it to yourself.
I turned
into
Gary from Evanston all of a sudden, right?
Right. It was like me when I used to come in here. I'm like, did you hear what Norm said? And you and Matt would scream at me, like, why are you listening if you don't like what he said? I'm like, you know what? Because he really riled me up. up today.
There's just something entertaining about Alabama going all Bama on you.
Well, it's never going to change.
Of course not.
Can we hate watch Lonzo Ball making his debut at the Garden tonight?
Ooh. You know, I don't hate watch him. Like, I want to like him, even with the misstep with the hoodie.
I get the shtick, but yeah, that hoodie thing that I showed you earlier.
Yeah, he put himself on a historic hip-hop album cover. He said that Nas and Jay-Z pretty much aren't great rappers. Future is a great rapper.
Irrelevant, I believe, is what he said. Yes.
Really? No. Yeah, he called Nas and Jay-Z irrelevant, and then he put his face on the Illmatic cover, which was Nas' debut album, critically acclaimed, one of the greatest hip-hop albums of all time. Lonzo put his face on the Illmatic album cover and put that on his hoodie, and he wore it to Madison Square Garden tonight.
Okay.
So he's learning from the master
troll. Right now, caller 6 to the Scores contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a $25 gift card to Pepe's Mexican Restaurants in celebration of their 50th anniversary. Pepe's, serving Chicago the best Mexican cuisine for 50 years.
All right, when we come back, will we be talking to Nick Shepkowski out there in Cousins? If not, we'll...
Teddy's making the idol no face.
We'll kind of drag our meat along this next segment as well. We'll do that.
Stop, dragging my meat along.
Bernstein and Goff Show right here on 670 The Score.
After announcing his retirement, Devin Hester joined the Spiegel and Parkins Show.
What's your personal favorite return that you ever had?
The Arizona game, my rookie year.
Devin Hester, the punter to beat. He beat him. Devin Hester.
That return at that moment was one of the biggest stages I ever played on.
Here's Spiegel and Parkins' entire interview with Devin Hester at 670thescore.com.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? What everyone wants but rarely gets, a great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest and most comfortable sheets. By cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you at BollAndBranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. There's a reason our sheets have tons of five-star reviews. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, are sleeping better than ever on Boll & Branch. We know you will too. That's why we let you sleep on them risk-free for a month. They arrive beautifully packaged in our signature gift box. Giving a thoughtful gift has never been easier. And right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off plus free shipping at BollAndBranch.com. Promo code LINENS. BollAndBranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
You want really, really good wine at a fraction of the price. I know that because it's holiday season. It's wine season. And either you're looking around in a grocery store and knowing that you're getting stuff that probably is lower quality than you should be drinking, or you're spending way too much money at these high-end vineyards when you can thread the needle on this because of Cameron Hughes, who's going to bring you the very same exact wine from the high-end wineries, but at a fraction of the price. You might have read about Cameron in Wine Enthusiast, Wine Spectator, Forbes, Wall Street Journal. It's a guy with industry cred because everybody knows this business model and everybody in the business knows Cameron. So here's an example. This is a wine I've absolutely loved, and it's an opportunity for you right now to get free shipping on three or more bottles and a free sommelier grade corkscrew. Write down or remember in your head the Lot 537 Old Vine Zinfandel. Zinfandel has exploded in popularity because it's a fantastic varietal, and this is a classic with the strawberry and raspberry notes that are underpinned by plummy blackberry and pepper. It's framed with little charred vanilla, whiskey barrel, tobacco notes. You get the racy red fruits and then a little bit of milk chocolate and blackberry on a long and lingering finish. This is an award winner that has been loved everywhere it's been tried. 60-year-old estate vines aged in 40% new American oak, a classic Zin. It's $13 a bottle, so grab this while there is still some left. Go to chwine.com, enter the code Dan. When you enter that code, you get free shipping on three or more bottles and the corkscrew. It's a great deal. Free shipping is a huge savings. Wine's heavy. It's expensive to ship. This is a great deal. It makes a great gift. This is perfect for everyday drinking. Great cheeseburger wine, great pizza wine. It's the Lot 537 Old Vine Zinfandel. The only way to get it right now and have it shipped for free is chwine.com. Enter the code Dan.
No matter
Hey, it's Mark Rohde with Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. And Ryan, I understand you have something for the military.
Oh, we're excited to announce our new Hero Loan product. Hero Loan is your VA loan on steroids. We have streamlined the process, made it more affordable and easier for our veterans and active military personnel. Hero.loan, the new way to VA. 100% financing, never an appraisal fee, and we can close your VA mortgage in 14 days. Visit Hero.loan, the new way to VA. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois residential mortgage licensee.
Wife or girlfriend, love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas. Well, you can, and it's easy. We are talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com, created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They are like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, the warmth and comfort. You'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they are a feeling. An invitation for her to relax a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and surprise her with something that she'll love all winter long. And check it out. You don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free packaging plus Christmas delivery guaranteed. Pajamagram.com, or we have a number for you as well. 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
It's time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knauss during the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. Oh, what fun it is to take advantage of special offers and attractive lease programs on every 2017 and 2018 Mercedes-Benz model we have in stock. And Knauss has them all. C-Class, E-Class, S-Class, sedans, coupes, and cabriolets. Each one a stunning, luxurious engineering marvel designed with class-leading performance and innovations. So step inside our showroom and look around. You'll be excited in ways you have never imagined. Plus, if you're looking for a new Mercedes-Benz SUV, every model is attractively priced and ready for immediate delivery. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. One more big reason Knauss is the choice for your next Mercedes-Benz. Knauss Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Canals.com.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Nick Szczepkowski is human trash.
This segment is brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. Transition. Sponsored by Web Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Web Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
Are we going live out to Cousins
in
Blue Island?
Cousins in Blue Island features none other than Nicky the Kid.
Nick, how you doing, buddy?
Guys, it's the damnest thing.
All right.
I take the train down here. Brendan lets me out of work early. I take the train down here, hop in an Uber, get a ride over. I walk into Cousins, and there's four people I see. DeMarcus, Terry, Kirk, and Daryl all sitting here for me to say hello to and spend the night with.
Yeah, thank you, Tanik. Because the issue there,
you laughed at it a
is that
bit.
It's Terry Cousin.
I know, but he is a cousin, and there's cousins here.
Ooh.
Right, but we're having a. But the others are named cousins.
Shep, it was a valiant effort, brother. Don't
Come
worry.
Come on,
I know.
I enjoyed
it.
Effort, please.
I enjoyed
like, Bernstein's
it.
The king of like awful. Horrible jokes.
And I'm the prince.
Hey, I'm the king of something.
I thought
it's just better to reign in hell than serve in heaven.
Yeah, no, you're good. You're good. I thought it was funny, Shep. What do you got for us this evening?
Well, I just want to look at Devin Hester's career because my first thought today when I heard the news was like, wait, it was kind of like the Frank Thomas thing, kind of like the Mike North thing too. Like, wait, I thought he was already retired. What's the deal there? But. But, like, most electric player in Chicago history, not necessarily best, that's not the discussion I want to have, but mm-hmm. just kind of, like, relive some of that, and we're having Lance Briggs on in studio, or not in studio, but at the bar down here at 7 o'clock, and want to pick his brain about just how fast or how quick he knew that Devin Hester was going to be special, because he had to return his first game for a touchdown up in Green Bay, and, I mean, that's although sometimes brief in his greatness,
yeah.
It's an all-timer.
Most electrifying player in Chicago history. Yeah. Michael's the greatest.
Gale Sayers is up there.
Gale Sayers.
Well, I wasn't around so much
for yeah, no. Ronick when he was on.
Uribe.
Let's cut it out.
Kane.
Ronick when he was on. Kane now.
He's on a short list. Javier Baez would be exciting. Not best, but definitely exciting.
Derek, first 3 years. Mm-hmm. See, like Michael, you can remove from this because everything Michael did was electrifying for all those years. So
yeah,
you can
yeah,
even like, those games where he shot 8 for 22 that people don't remember.
Yeah, those things never happened. Right? Yeah. Or the Eastern Conference Finals against Detroit in 1989, where he only took 9 shots, and people were like, they didn't treat him like LeBron then, though. But no, that'd be an interesting conversation. Defensively, there's been some guys as well, but I don't know if any defender has been electrifying, right? I mean, Wilbur Marshall, it was intimidating. Dan Hampton was outstanding, but electrifying.
Like Julius Peppers at his
no, he was just constantly
Bears career.
He was just Richard constantly Dent. Good for me.
Like
sack machine.
Yeah, I don't know no, if it's necessarily electric as much. Yeah,
Denny Savard, a texter, nominates.
That one would be on there for the hockey people out
the
there.
The point being, though, this I brought this up during transition, that it's one thing where, you know, the puck finds Kane's stick and he spins around and does something, or the buildup for Hester. It's just him standing there, and he's waiting for the mm-hmm. punt, waiting for the kickoff. The stage that he had was incomparable to any of these other people that we're naming because of what you were anticipating and the fact that he still came through. You'd hear the announcer say, well, hey, they can't kick to him, but they're playing with fire here, and then he scores again.
How about the long field goal return against the Giants where he takes like 2 steps, like, plays over, and then he just takes off? I hadn't seen that before. I mean, now that they were playing the highlights right now on Fox 32 as we're watching.
Hadn't Nathan Vasher done it already?
Was that Vasher?
Is that in the Niners game?
Oh, with the crazy orange uniforms.
Yes, in the crazy wind game, the one where Patrick Manley had his one bad snap. In that wild wind game.
Right.
And
it was Nathan
Vasher that ran about 106 yards or something.
About that. Yep. See? Good memory on Dan.
A treat on it is if you watch that highlight, and I didn't notice it until being alerted to it earlier this evening, is watch Hunter Hillenmeyer on that play.
Yes, I just mentioned to him.
Hunter Hillenmeyer
is killing people.
Yes.
Shut it down. If you've seen the end of Remember the Titans where it looks fake because the guy's running down the sideline knocking everyone over as a mm-hmm. lead blocker, mm-hmm. that's Hillenmeyer.
Spoiler
it's like
alert.
3 guys in a row.
Yeah. And then Hunter didn't feel good in the head.
Didn't he start a video game company?
He did.
Like he plays like interactive games. You can sign up to play with Hunter.
Really?
I think so. Or maybe he at least like funded it or something.
I thought it was Curt Schilling.
Well, that's a different video game company.
Rhode Island tax breaks.
All right. You can go hang out with Nikki the Kid out there at Cousins in Blue Island. You can hang out with Daryl, DeMarcus, and Terry.
Come on.
That's a good effort. That's a good effort.
That's all we're looking for. You'll get more white guys,
spirited. This is the only kind I like. You'll get more spirited efforts like that from Nick Shepkowski after the show's over. All right, Nick, we'll talk to you, man.
Sounds good, fellas.
Our guests today have been Matt Miller, Zach Zaidman, Dave Tobe, and Zach Miller.
All right, we want to thank our video coordinator, Brian Kirch.
And the leader of the Dallas Cowboys to come back, not the turnover machine and the sack machine that they have been.
Sack machine.
It's too perfect. Our EP, you just heard from him, Nick Shepkowski.
Kyle and Edison, what's up, Kyle?
How are you, Mike?
Good, what's happening?
Good. This has been bugging me all morning. If it takes 3 hours for me to paint a house, and it takes you 5 hours to paint the same house, how long would it take us to paint it together?
You know what, Kyle? Whatever you've been drinking this morning, stop. Please, whatever it is. Thanks for the call. Dan in Boston, what's up, Dan?
His producers must hate him. Speaking of producers must hate somebody, Brendan McCaffrey usually catches those arrows, but he filled in for Nick Shepkowski while Nick was en route.
Thank you very much. What was that, Baldy McFarson? What was that?
McGrindy.
Let's go to a while. Okay, enough of the Gillette. Lose it.
Don't you ever forget. Don't you lose something else, jerk. The Sultan of Sound, the man, the myth, the legend, the audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
It's good, always good to have young, former White Sox guys looking to get back and contribute. I think it's a testament to their time here and their loyalty to Jerry and appreciation for the organization.
Okay, next.
Damo? I haven't talked to Damo at all. I think your Uribe. We're looking, trying to track down your Uribe first.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Track down Damaso Marte, too.
No, your ambassador is Juan Uribe.
Well,
that's the ambassador to everything.
going to need a sidecar.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes Juan onto the stage. And
here comes Juan.
And Juan's still bringing himself onto the stage.
It's like we could just recycle Friars Club Milton Berle jokes.
I wonder. Like, Joe wouldn't tell a lie. It's got to be that majestic, huh?
But Juan himself said they literally can't fit him in a cup.
Ah, man.
So
it's
like
a great burden to have.
He used to wear a codpiece over the outside.
All right. For Dan Bernstein, Nick Szepkowski, Brian Gerch, Chris Tannehill, I'm Jason Goff. Nick Szepkowski is actually coming up next. Go out there to Cousins in Blue Island. Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
I say, man, I won't go home, man. I won't go home.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
But I don't know that they have replaced their closer. And I know they haven't replaced
Jack
Marrieta.
By a
so
long shot.
I would like them to re-sign both guys. I don't think they're gonna. I don't predict they'll sign either guy, to be honest with you. But I think they still need to replace both of them.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? What everyone wants but rarely gets, a great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest and most comfortable sheets. By cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you at BollandBranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. There's a reason our sheets have tons of five-star reviews. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, are sleeping better than ever on Boll & Branch. We know you will, too. That's why we let you sleep on them risk-free for a month. They arrive beautifully packaged in our signature gift box. Giving a thoughtful gift has never been easier. And right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off, plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code LINENS. BollandBranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Now, the Bears aren't going to feel sorry for anyone.
No.
Because their whole year has been sort of injury riddled. So it's good for a week to see them play good football, just to see them get a feel good. It's just a much happier Sunday than it normally would be.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You know, it was great to see the young players because that's kind of what makes you have some hope for the future. Mitch Trubisky's young. Jordan Howard is young. You know, Whitehair is still young. You know, Eddie Jackson is young. They got some good young players.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm keeping this very simple when it comes to the Bears. If Mitch Trubisky is good, everything's fine.
I don't know if everything's fine.
If you have a quarterback, it's such a huge step.
Yeah, things are good.
Yeah. If he's better than good, then you're super excited. It was a palpable uptick for your most important player. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The Bears are not a shoo-in to beat anybody. I don't care about what injuries Cincinnati has.
I think you're right. They've proven that to us. Kudos to them for that ability to lose to absolutely anyone.
Wait, anyone think it's a lock that they beat the Browns on Christmas Eve?
No. Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This week, the history of sports.
O.J. Simpson became the first NFLer to rush 2,000 yards in a season this week in 1973. This week in 1983, had one of the highest scoring NBA games. Detroit 186 to